Hello.
Hi, this is Dina with Family First Home Care.
Yes, hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. You spoke with a member from our agency earlier today, right?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Okay. So I just wanted to follow up. I'm part of the intake team, so I will be assisting the process until you have an aide and you're good to go, okay?
Okay.
So I wanted to go over what you're looking for. Do you know how many hours you have approved?
11.
Okay. And how do you want to divide that? How many days a week?
It doesn't make any difference to me. Whatever works for the person. I'm very open.
Great.
I mean, it can even change from week to week. You know what I mean? I don't care.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. So, do you have a preference whether it's a male or a female?
I mean, as long as what I need help with is cleaning and doing wash. And then it's expensive to get groceries delivered. So I go to the grocery store and then I just need help with the groceries in, you know, putting them in the house.
Okay.
So that's my need. Yeah. I don't need bathing, shower, you know, it's just all like, you know, house. Yeah.
Got it. Do you need someone who's able to drive you to the grocery store or someone?
No,
who...
I can drive myself. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And is there any smoking or any pets in the home?
No, have no pets, no smoking.
Okay. All right, easy enough. We can definitely start looking right away. Let me look at the county you live in.
Bucks County.
I actually don't see it here. Bucks, okay.
Yeah, because that was the problem. I'm with another agency. I guess the lady that I spoke with at Keystone, she was the one that was my last interviewer to determine my hours. And I guess she signed me up to them, but they work out of Philly. So then everybody was it was so far for them to drive.
Right. And it's not worth it for
Philly,
them anymore. Yeah.
Right. One girl came in from Willow Grove. Another girl came in from Doylestown, which isn't far, but she kept on having issues with her car.
Okay.
So then she just stopped. She said she can't do it anymore. So
I'm
called out more than.
Yeah. All right. I'll add that you're looking for someone reliable. Okay. So we definitely have aides in your county. I would say it takes an estimate of 1 to 3 business days for us to find a suitable candidate. Okay.
No problem. Yeah. And like I said, I'm very open. If they want to do it, you know, however they want to work the hours is fine with me, you know.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay. And one more thing, as soon as we do find someone, the way it works is that we set up a phone interview with you. And if you like, you can also do an in-person interview, whatever you feel comfortable with. And before then, we will need an authorization from the insurance. So do you currently have an aide with another agency?
The agency is, let's see, what is it called? I'm sorry. I got to look at my...
Sure.
It's on my help at home.
Okay. That's the agency?
Yeah.
And is there an aide that's currently coming to your house or not at the...
No. I had one girl and she was really good. I liked her, but she was the one that was having issues with transportation. And then another girl came. She was also very nice, but she decided it wasn't really worth it for her because she was coming in from Willow Grove.
Okay. Yeah, so the reason why I asked that is because in order for us to service, we need the authorization from Keystone, but I didn't want to take that away if you're currently receiving services until we definitely have an aide.
I don't remember the number. I mean, I guess there's a number that I should have gotten.
Oh, that's okay. We can pull that up. We have access to Keystone.
Okay, super.
Yeah. It's I actually just pulled it up here. Tariana Griggs, that's your service coordinator. You remember speaking with her?
Yes.
Okay.
All
right. So I would say let's wait until we find someone that sounds good over the phone, and then we'll reach out for the authorization together because she needs to confirm it with both of us.
Okay, super. She came the last time I had someone here was just the week before Thanksgiving.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah. All right. So we'll put that down. Okay. So we'll start looking. And you'll hear either from me or from Sarah. She's also works in the staffing department. So I'll have her start looking. Okay.
All right. And then if I don't answer, you can just leave a message on my
okay.
Or you can even text me or leave a message, whatever is
convenient for
you.
Sure, no problem. I'm going to send a text message over to you with my contact information now, so you can save it in your phone. And if you have any questions or any additional notes you want to add, you can reach out there.
Okay, super. All right. Thank you very much. And
you're welcome.
I appreciate you getting back to me so quickly.
Absolutely. We'll be in touch. Have a good one.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.